Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It's such a pleasure to either refer to them individually or in a set as my friends, the Cowsills. Bob, Susan, and Paul back again on Coast to Coast AM. Let's test out that mic on the air and see how it sounds. Hey, y'all.
Hey, how you doing, Ian? This is Paul, man. We're glad to be back.
You're so much.
Hi, Ian. It's me, and Bob's here with us, too.
Well, okay. They're lying about that. They left me on the tour bus, and I still can't get off, Ian. You got to
tell me. Yeah, they left
Well, let's make sure.
How are you?
We're doing so well. I hope you heard. I don't know whether you did. I passed it along at some point. I did an edit to one of your songs after tornado damage here. I know you wrote the song originally about hurricane damage, but we had a big summer storm season in Kansas, and so I used one of your songs, and it was just beautiful, Susan.
Thank you. Yes, I saw that actually, Ian, and it was really beautiful.
Anybody shared it with her?
Yeah, he did. Was
okay,
it
good.
Could be home?
Yeah.
This could be home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that.
It was really nice. It was really good.
Did you know that was written? Did you know where that song had come from and that's why you used it, or was it just
I had a feeling it was for the hurricane hitting
cool.
New Orleans,
yeah.
But I was guessing.
Well, you did good.
You know, okay. Ian, as an aside, just to make you feel better, Paul and I are in on the publishing of all Susan's work, so we're getting some money, too. Thank you so much.
Well, we edited it. We put the video up on the website at the time. I worked on it with a student, and it just was perfect. It was just
we did see it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Thank
yeah.
you.
No. We didn't have any, we just had damage, but that's what it's like in Kansas, and you never know when that next big one's coming through. But you, this is something I think about you all the time. Obviously, back in August, the Happy Together Tour was coming through Kansas City, and as at least Bob knows, I made every effort to get there. Literally came in the Kauffman Center, the arena. I came in just as you were strumming your last notes because I was taking my niece to the airport and I missed it. And I was so mad because I wanted so much to see it.
Oh, I wondered what the event was that caused this, but that's a pretty good one. I mean, you got to take care of your kids.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah, she just got married. So, in fact, I need to put in a plug for the Hattery, which is a restaurant in Doylestown. And a guy named Billy, who's the chief chef there, And I went to Doylestown to do her wedding. I'm ordained in the Episcopal Church.
Oh,
and
yeah, we're so tall.
And I went there to do the wedding, and we were staying in Doylestown, and I could not find a printer anywhere, and this guy in the restaurant printed it out for me, so I was able to do the service. Thanks to Billy.
Whoa.
Yeah, great food too.
The Hatteries for all your printing needs.
Yeah, exactly. The restaurant, the Hatteries. So, but this is where I keep thinking about you all, because this new album that you have out, how long has it been out?
A week.
Okay.
Days, yep. Since the
30th. Yeah. So we're going to be playing cuts from it tonight. And
awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no, my pleasure. It is so good. And of course, that wouldn't surprise anybody who's been following, like so many other bands. And this is where I keep coming back to this concept on the Happy Together tour, as well as those that don't perform regularly or tour as often as you all do, that are really talented, still making great music, still performing and recording, that has to be very rewarding, but it's a different experience than it was when y'all were teenagers.
Oh, 100%. It's a different experience. I mean, I just said that, and then it felt like the same, you know?
Well,
go ahead, Polly.
This round, Ian, we didn't have a record company looking over our shoulder, and we were all in there just with our band and our engineer, Justin Dockett, and nobody bugged us, and we got to do exactly what we wanted to do. And that was a lot. It was really different than earlier.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, you know, what I was thinking was our innate musical,
yes,
just to be doing music and creating it, and the need to, you know, put it down somewhere once it comes out of our bodies. Was the same kind. I mean, we're musical people, but it is a very different experience, of course, because we're grown-ups, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way this came about was remarkable, because, I mean, I've been trying to get a Calso record out of these guys for I don't know how long.
Decades.
And, you know, we started when we were all on the planet. That's how long ago it's been. And all agreed, Bill and Barry were in, and John was in, and Paul was in, and Bob was in, and Susan was in, and we were all going to get together and make this record. And obviously, we all know what happened. We lost a couple along the way.
Right.
John actually had a real job with the Beach Boys. He wasn't going to veer from that. And me and Bob and Paul started playing again, and that led us to Happy Together.
Which, on that tour, Ian,
is where it all started coming down.
Right, because during the end of the show, Howard Kalin would be out there singing, you know, they're going to do Happy Together, but he's telling our audience to get up. Everybody, get up. You got to get up. And for a long time, the three of us would just say to each other, man, there's got to be a song there. You know,
right.
I mean, really. We
right.
were just saying it like that. And then I think another summer came, and all of a sudden, You Got to Get Up happened. And once You Got to Get Up happened, and it happened in about 10 minutes, then we started realizing, okay, we've started. Now we've got to finish this.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
And it really then, it was just kind of like a river that got unblocked and just started flowing.
Right.
And my little dream was coming true, Ian.
You know what I like? So we're going to play You Gotta Get Up, because that's a killer tune. But more than that, I mean, it's a really good song. Great production. I have a little bit more information too. I can appreciate the fact that it came out note for note, just the way you all wanted it to. So that has to have its own reward. But there's a lot of other people, and this is kind of where I wanted to start a little bit, because I think the Happy Together tour reflects that you've got people who are still sort of, they have the emotional intelligence to continue to perform and to want to work with an audience and to write new music and to get together with other people from the 60s and 70s. But there are, along the way, a few others that you've lost that were not in the family, but other people that you had to have known who just couldn't keep their head, you know, straight. When it came to when they were no longer famous, you go through that period of trying to wonder, like, well, then who am I and what do I do? If I'm not that person that's being adored and I'm not getting petted all the time for being, you know, a wonderful performer, well, then what? You know, and so that's the question. I'll start with Bob, because I know you were older and
okay.
Yeah,
that was a moment where at some point you had to know, like, that part, that chapter is closing for now, at least. And now what do I do?
Right. So when that happened, it was abrupt. It was acute. Okay. So even we know the day it finally did happen, and the collapse is underway and the collapse is complete. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do in your head is you've got to get a job. But in terms of what are you going to do? I did not miss the business, because the business was such a roller coaster. I was probably so dizzy from it all. But I knew, but I had two children. Look, the roles, what am I going to do now? The universe brought, what are you going to do now? You're going to be a father. You're going to be you're going to raise children. You're going to reconnect with your family. Of course, you never disconnect with Paul, Susan, and John, because we were tight within the, and Barry and Bill were still around. That's true. But you know, those are other stories. So through the decades, you're just raising a family, and you know how long that takes. But you're being an artist. Jeez, I'm a pub singer for 28 years, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 4 hours a night, 50 songs a night. Now, in the long run, that's keeping my throat in shape and my muscles in shape, so I sound okay still at my age, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for that, but So I never stressed about, oh my gosh, I'm not on the charts anymore. I'm not famous anymore, or any of that, because we were so busy trying to control the damage, manage the damage, and manage the collapse that you didn't expect. And you realize you're poor, you didn't get your money. And look, it's a complex thing that happens. How you react to it is going to define, like, what happens to you. You know, okay, so you got to get strong at those times. So
you got to get up.
Yeah,
you do. So what about you, Susan? You were younger, obviously. You didn't have two children to tend after. You didn't have.
No.
How did you center yourself at a time when, you know, here you were, you'd been on TV shows at very, like, great, fun video to go back and look at with you and Dean Martin, you and Hugh Hefner, you and so many other, like, big names. I won't say Buddy Ebsen, because that's just still weird to me, but
that was Jed Clampett.
I know, but it's just weird. That whole thing is just strange. I can't get my, but it was so classic CBS TV. It was just, but so anyway, you were, so what, how did you do it, Susan? How did you keep from going nuts? How did you keep from being, you know, from losing yourself?
No, well, I mean, well, I'm still working on that, Ian. So that's,
I doubt
a lifelong
that.
Journey. I mean, it really kind of is in a you know, a lighthearted way. But my situation, my journey was very different from Bob's, that's for sure. And I mean, I was the youngest in the family, and everybody else was old enough when the band broke up to not live at home. I was not. John was barely, but the parents had kind of lost the reins on B and John.
Right.
They were in their 18s and 17s, and so it was like, yeah, whatever there. But I,
12.
Yeah, I was 12, and so I kind of got hijacked into, we're going to go try and do what we're doing as mom and dad, and you're just coming along, and regular life is now here. You're going to go to school and all that kind of weird stuff. That freaked me out pretty good. I was the only one at home. So how did I ground myself? I didn't. I was in a fight or flight mode. So I did get grounded, but I had to get out of Dodge first.
Yeah.
So I really, like, my journey was very different. I kind of became an emancipated minor. I went to live with Paul. I left home in the eighth grade because it was no bueno. And then I've had a really interesting path. But the grounding part, I can answer that because that's always been there. And how I ground my is that I've always had a sense of knowing what is really right and wrong. And so how we came up and whatever might have been crazy about it, there was a lot of amazing good stuff that came out of it that prevailed through every part of my journey. Always had my brothers there. They were, whether we spoke or not that year, there was a nucleus of security, of survival with this gang of people. So whatever came, I was just surviving another thing. They were up in another part of town surviving it. And, I think that's where I got my strength, was knowing the guys were out there if I needed them, you know. But I was on my own, and it was a wild ride, and that's another story for another day.
Well, I'm not trying to like pick at Payne, because I know there's a lot of stuff about like your dad and your mom was really passive during that period, and there was a lot of things.
These are good questions, you know. We understand these kind of questions.
Good.
I think that's okay. We're not, it's okay.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.